Hello, I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening, and also to explain why you might hear ads like this before, during, or even after an episode. We're a small but mighty team here at Realm, and to help fund our shows, we promote products or services that we think you'd enjoy from a variety of sponsors. If any of our ads interest you, one of the best ways to support us is by visiting the link or using the promo code in the ad. It's pretty much a win-win since you can get some great deals and we can keep making awesome shows like this one. You can also visit realm.fm/partners for more information about our sponsors and how to access the different promotions. Thanks again for joining us in our corner of the universe. Listen away.
Greetings, adventurers. Today we're excited to introduce you to a new story, Dark Dice, a horror podcast that blurs the line between actual play and audio drama, where the story is determined by the roll of the dice. Six adventurers embark on a journey into the ruinous domain of the Nameless God. They will never be the same again. One of the players is not what they seem after a doppelganger, a creature that can assume the form and voice of whatever it kills, infiltrates the team. As the players are picked off and replaced one at a time, can they figure out who the monster is before it's too late? Can you? Here's a quick example of what our show sounds like.
The shambler with the jar of liquid inside of him.
Soren Arkwright let loose an arrow that cracked the glass, passing through the spine of the creature. The shambler still managed to maintain its forward momentum, but stumbled as it eagerly tried to bite and swipe at Soren, landing near his feet.
As Jeff Goldblum has now joined our cast, Dark Dice is available however you listen to podcasts.
You made it, brave listeners. So did Bob. So far. After Bob hatched a plan with Tanya to undo their shift manager's botched ritual, Hookface and his band of ghoulites appeared and stole Tanya away. Bob, all alone, with nothing but his wits and his Tom Turkey Carver 3000, had no choice but to descend into the pits of the Mart Club basement to save the day and come home with milk, or else. The first time Bob came into the basement, it had been a dark, dank maze of totes and cardboard boxes. Since the Mart Club had descended into hell, slime had crept onto the stacks, turning the walls into a solid mass of putrid jelly that wiggled and jiggled when he ran his flashlight over it. Greenish light filtered through the cracks. Red fog, green lights. How seasonal. Bob crept through the narrow passageways, adjusting his grip on the Tom Turkey Carver 3000. Boy, were those ghoulites gonna be in for a shock when they found out that old Bob was still alive and kicking. Bob came upon the small clearing where he found Richard's corpse earlier. It was there that he had dropped the Foxy Boxy, where everything had begun. Slowly, Bob moved the flashlight beam over the jelly-glazed boxes, settling on Richard's decaying body. Wait, had he moved? Bob leaned forward. Did the body just blink? Oh, hey there, friendo! Ah!
Realm presents Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen, Episode 8.
Good evening, Mart Club victims. Our Black Friday sales are ending. This dimension is ending. We ask that you take your final selections to the front, where our undeadites will happily feast upon your pathetic souls. Resistance is wasted effort. You will become meat. Happy holidays, and thank you for shopping at Mart Club. Opportunity, betterment, excitement, and you.
How do you do, fellow mortals? What? You thought Bob just had some rando narrating his life story this whole time? Sheesh, how gullible of you. Now that the cat's out of the bag, this is the part where I come into this thrilling tale of terror at low, low prices. And now let's get back to the show, shall we? Oh, hey there, friendo.
Yeah, stay back. Whoa there, buddy. No need for that. I'm not one of them.
Oh, yeah? Prove it.
Well, for starters, I would have threatened to eat your soul. I haven't done much of anything, have I?
No, but...
Let's think about this logically for a second. I'm not doing anything to you. I'm chilling in this body, man. Minding my own business. And you want to slice me up. Now, that doesn't sound very fair to me. Does it sound fair to you?
Sure.
I'll tell you what. Since I'm such a nice guy, if you agree not to carve me up, I'll help you out.
Well, why should I believe anything you say?
Look, pal, at some point, you're gonna have to trust me. I'm trusting you right now not to carve out my brain and eat it, so I've already extended that olive branch. All I'm asking is that you do the same, all right?
I guess.
Thank you. Sheesh, humans these days, am I right? So, based on the state of the place and that fancy turkey carving knife in your hands, I'm gonna go out on a limb here. You fucked up a summoning ritual, didn't you?
Me? You're the one who came down here with that stupid cube to begin with, Richard.
First of all, I'm not Richard, okay? Second, I really don't like your tone of voice.
Well, if you're not Richard, then who are you?
And the better question is, what am I? And that has a complicated answer. Suffice it to say, I'm a helpful spirit possessing the head of a recently deceased human. And I have a vested interest in fucking over those leather-clad demons. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, friendo. Therefore, I choose to assist you in the hopes that you will repay in kind.
A spirit, huh? What am I supposed to do to help a spirit?
Well, for starters, I'm only possessing a head at the moment. I can't move the arms or any of the rest of this body, which really sucks because I've got an itch on my nose. You wouldn't mind scratching it, would you, buddy?
Ugh. Touching a rotting face is bad enough, but to scratch an itch? What are you offering in return?
I'll tell you how to banish those assholes for good.
Nice try. I already know I have to destroy the cube.
Destroy the cube? You can't be serious. All that'll do is make things worse. You'll unleash hell on Earth. No, you can't just saw the thing in half. You have to say the magic words. That's how you fix everything.
And if I scratch that itch on your nose, you'll tell me what those magic words are?
Yes, of course. That's what I've been saying this whole time. So how about it, pal? Just one good scratch? Right there on the left nostril?
Oh, God. Oh, God, this is so gross. Ugh, this feels like plastic wrap over day-old pudding that never found its way to the fridge.
No. I can't. What are you... Oh, for God. No. Come on, man. Scratch.
I'm scratching.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's
God.
The stuff.
Ugh.
Oh,
ew.
If I had a foot right now, I'd be kicking it.
Oh, it feels awful. Okay, there. Oh, are you a dog in a past life or something?
Maybe. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
Okay, spirit. Time to pay up. Make with the magic words.
Not so fast. You were pretty rude to me a minute ago. The scratch makes up for that, but it's not exactly a fair trade for the information I've offered.
You double-crossing...
Hey. Hold on to your name tag, Eager Beaver. Here's the deal. Once I give you the magic words and you defeat those yahoos, I want you to come back with that fancy carving knife of yours and get me. I'm coming with you.
You want me to just walk out holding a severed head?
Why not? Look, I don't want to be stuck in this basement for all eternity. If someone else finds me, they're either going to bury me, cremate me, or exorcise me. None of which is pleasant, let me assure you. Besides, I have other information that might be useful to someone like you.
Someone like me? And what am I like?
I don't know. A hero? A guy in overalls who battles demons? An outdated, out-of-shape middle-aged man with little to no prospects for a future outside of having some chosen one status dumped in his lap, therefore suddenly making him humanity's last best chance at picking a fight with hell itself and rooting out the coming darkness? Take your pick!
Wait a minute. What was that last part?
You really don't know? Have haven't you stopped to ask yourself why Kyle's gun didn't work, but you were able to defeat one of them pretty easily? Why was it your worthy blood that called to the demons in the first place?
How did you—
I know things, useful things. Things that you'll want to hear in the days to come, whether you realize it now or not. Look, are we doing this or what? I'm sure you have someone to save somewhere, and I think I'm developing a bold allergy.
Ugh. Why not? You've got yourself a deal, Spirit. Now, the magic words?
Klaatu, Barata, Nictu.
Bless you.
No, those are the Those are the magic words.
Those are the same words that were on the website Richard ordered the cube from. How are they supposed to fix this?
Whoever performed the summoning ritual, and I'm not pointing fingers here, but they screwed it up by not aligning the cube in the promotion configuration. They must have accidentally placed it in the Hellspawn configuration. You see, the cube performs a lot of different functions, depending on how you line up the pieces.
So, Richard made his own cube and set it in the wrong configuration? That is the worst definition of a multi-tool.
The cube wasn't supposed to be handled by retail employees, okay? There used to be whole professions dedicated to this sort of thing. Anyway, regardless of the configuration, you use the same words to turn it off and on. It's like a, I don't know, it's like an evil Alexa.
A what?
Boy, you're gonna need my help a lot. Never mind that last part. The point is, say the words, the cube turns off. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Now, let me hear you say the words so I know you remember.
Ketchup, Barracuda, Necktie.
No, it's Klaatu, Barata, Nictu.
That's what I said.
It isn't. You've got to say it right, or who knows what'll happen.
I've got it, Spirit.
Oh, one more thing. Call me Daryl. It's not my name, but I feel like this head is a Daryl.
I'm Bob.
Of course you are. All righty, just put her there right up against Richard's neck. There we go. Now, don't mind the smoke. We're just hitting bone. Okay. Down I go. This floor is cold.
This is even more disgusting.
What? You never picked up a freshly severed head before?
Just stay on these tote boxes, okay? I'll be back for you later. Right now, I've got a friend to save.
Guess I'll just wait here then. Good luck killing the bad guys. You're really gonna need it. Now, for folks still listening in after that delightful display, I have a special demon's eye view. So let's take a gander at how Bob does.
Okay, I know I tossed the cube over my shoulder, which means I have a general sense of where it fell, but it probably rolled when it hit. Jeez, as if getting there wasn't hard enough through this fog and goo.
Bob trudged on. The maze seemed to spiral inward. There wasn't any alternate routes, no places to turn off. No way to go but forward or back. Bob wasn't going back, no matter what. The closer he got to the center of the maze, the stranger the basement became. Totes began to rattle inside the green jelly. A little further on, they floated off the ground. Strange forces tugged Bob's hair and body toward the ceiling. It was as if Bob was suddenly buoyant, moving through water. Each step was more difficult than the last. Eventually, he found himself in another large clearing. Hookface had chained Tanya to a large metal support beam. He and Bonehead towered on either side of her.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Bob, what are you doing here? I told you to get out while you still could.
I'm sorry, Tanya. I'm done following orders from managers. It's time for me to solve my own problems. I started this. Now I'm here to finish it.
Welcome.
Slime raced across the opening behind Bob, sealing them in.
Let us end this.
Come get some.
Bring him to me.
Bonehead slithered forward. Bob dodged her, rolling to one side and turned on the knife, bringing it down on her outstretched arm. The gears groaned with the effort of slicing through the heavy leather sleeve, but they left a deep gash in Bonehead's arm. Black blood spurted. She raised her bloody fingers and licked them clean before tucking her head and charging with all the force of an angry rhino. Bob crashed to the floor. She kept pushing until his head smashed into a block of green slime. As he was getting up, Bob spied it in a shadowy corner, the cube. He pulled himself forward and reached.
Bob, watch out!
Damn it, Drew!
Drew had a firm grip on Bob's ankle, dragging him away from the foxy boxy. The second kick connected and snapped Drew's wrist back. Bob crawled forward, reaching desperately, but the cube had tumbled behind a basement pipe, just out of reach.
Come on! Come on, just one more inch!
Bob reached with the knife to dislodge the cube from where it was stuck.
Drew yanked on his leg. Frantically, he clawed at the floor. It was no use. He jammed the forward teeth of the carving knife downward, hoping it'd stick. But even the Tom Turkey 3000 wasn't enough to halt Drew's advance. Drew threw Bob at Hookface's feet just as Bonehead freed herself from the ooze. Hookface lifted him by the chin.
No one escapes our judgment. Not even you.
Wait! Looking for this?
Bob held out the sacred cube in his left hand. In his right, he hit the button for the carving knife and lowered it toward the top of the cube.
You need this to leave our world, don't you?
You would trap us. Damn your entire realm. And for what?
Spite. If you think hell is cozy, try 12-hour shifts at Mark Club during the holidays. Imagine a mortgage, student loans, cable television, and you'd be stuck, baby. Just as miserable and bored as the rest of us.
Halt! Give us the cube, human, or die.
You want it so bad? Fetch!
Ow! Hey!
Bob's aim hit Tanya in the side of the face, and the cube rolled unceremoniously to the floor.
You fool!
I'm kind of chained to a post here, Bob.
Noted.
Noted? What the fuck? Get me down from here!
Hookface dropped Bob to fetch the cube as Drew crawled over. Bonehead closed in. Two against one? Not bad odds. Bob went for Drew first with a downward swing. The knife caught him dead center in the face. Bob put in more force, carving right into him, all the way down the middle.
Chainsaws, eat your heart out. My blade kills the undead and carves a Thanksgiving turkey in 10 seconds flat.
Bonehead grabbed Bob. He brought the serrated blades back down on the cut he had made in Bonehead's arm earlier. The motor smoked, but it pushed right through. Her arm flopped uselessly to the floor. The carving knife puttered out, the seesawing blade slowly growing still. The knife might have been top tier, but the batteries weren't. No matter, it was still sharp enough to get the job done. Bob spun around, slicing across Bonehead's throat. Black blood spilled out in thick gushes. She grabbed her throat and stumbled back, crashing to the floor as she lost her footing. Bob turned to Hookface, but it was too late. He already had the cube in hand.
Insipid worm.
He twitched his fingers, summoning his chains again. Bob tried to escape, but slipped on the spreading blood puddle. His body started to fall forward, but his lower back decided that was the best moment to have a cramp.
Ah, my back!
The slight shift in posture sent Bob flying backward instead of forward. It was the only reason the chains missed him. Rusty chains tipped in hooks sailed out of the black shadows of nothingness and punctured Hookface. They caught his arms, his legs, his torso, even wrapped around his neck. The more he struggled, the more chains exploded out of the darkness to restrain him. The hooks in his wrist pulled tight until he dropped the cube.
No! I will not be defeated by a simpleton with a kitchen utensil!
Bob found his footing and carefully shimmied over to pick up the cube.
The name's Roberto. Roberto Flores Donahue. That's with a silent G. You don't pronounce it because it's Gaelic. My husband's very proud of his Irish heritage.
Bob, the cube! Send these assholes back to hell!
Klaatu berata niktu, dickwads.
The foxy boxy rose out of Bob's hands and turned clockwise while the rows and columns of colored squares spun at blinding speed. Light emanated from it, brightening slowly to resemble the light of a small sun. Vibrating faster and faster, Bob raised his hands to shield his eyes, and even that wasn't enough.
A brilliant, blinding light.
No! No!
Bob! Bob! Bob, wake up!
Just 5 more minutes, Mom. Is that bacon I smell?
It's going to be you if you don't get up right now.
Tanya kicked Bob in the ribs.
Ow!
Bob opened his eyes and found himself sitting in the ruined remains of the Mart Club basement. Totes and boxes lay everywhere, on fire. Choking smoke roiled up from everything.
What happened?
Tanya yanked Bob up and half-carried, half-dragged him toward the basement stairs, with her shirt pulled up over her mouth and nose.
I don't know. That cube exploded, and when the light faded, the chains were gone. The bodies were gone, and everything was on fire.
Not my fault. I said the words, right?
Whatever.
They waded through smoke and falling debris for a short distance before Bob remembered Daryl.
You didn't think Bob would actually forget good old Daryl, right? I, for one, am grateful.
Where are you going? The whole store is burning down.
Daryl! Daryl, if you're here, say something.
Dude!
Hey, doofus! Down here!
There you are. Hold steady there, bud.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, this floor tastes terrible.
Bob, hurry! Grab my hand!
Got it.
Wow, you just missed that falling debris. That's some luck, huh?
Is that a talking severed head?
Hey, girl.
You know what? Fuck it. Never mind. I really don't want to know.
We reached the stairs and rushed up, pausing at the top to stare at the sales floor in disbelief. Mart Club was an inferno. Everything, even the freezer section, was on fire. Everything except...
The cold fridges at the self-scan checkout!
There, sweating in the residual heat, was a glistening half-gallon jug of delicious 2% milk. Bob went for it.
Yes! Still cold!
Hurry up!
We sprinted for the door she held open. Outside, the parking lot was an undisturbed sheet of white. Far in the distance, the first colors of dawn touched the night sky, slowly transforming it from black to blue. As we took our first steps away from the burning store and into the fluffy white snow, the parking lot lights flickered on. All around the block, power was restored, one light at a time.
We better get out of here.
Good idea.
Our two heroes limped forward together, saying nothing for a short while.
So with the store burning down, I guess we won't have to explain any bodies.
Which reminds me, I quit. Here, take this.
Your CSM vest? Why are you giving it to me?
With Richard, Marcy, Drew, and Kyle gone, you've got the most seniority. Or you would if the store hadn't burned down.
She draped the vest over Bob's arm. He opened his arms for a hug. Tanya cringed and held up a hand.
Maybe later.
Well then, how about gracias?
De nada.
Well, at least someone got a promotion. And you got the milk, too. Good for you. You know, you have an uncanny amount of good luck on your side, Bob. That's great. You're gonna need it.
Well, I hope not. After I drop you off, wherever it is you want to go, I'm done saving the world for a while.
Done? Oh, you're not done.
What do you mean?
Huh. So that's what a banshee looks like.
Ugh. So let's meet tomorrow?
Goodbye, Bob.
But what about the banshees?
Goodbye, Bob.
Well, looks like it's just you and me.
Wicked!
Bob buckled me into the front seat of the car, plopping me onto an old fast food wrapper so I wouldn't stain the seat when I oozed. How considerate.
Ha! All right.
He turned the heater on full blast, put the car in drive, and crawled out of the parking lot at 10 miles an hour.
And so Bob, our worthy man of destiny, defeater of hell demons, wielder of the Tom Turkey 3000, left Mark Club behind. The memory of his encounter with the Ghoulites forever branded on his brain. Somehow, he saved the store. The fire aside, of course, that wasn't his fault. Hey, Bob?
What?
Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Wicked.
You're listening to Black Friday, starring Fred Armisen. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away. Black Friday is executive produced by and stars Fred Armisen, written by E.A. Copen, and produced by Diana M. Foe, Fred Greenhalgh, and Haley Wagreich. Executive produced by Molly Barton. Performed by Fred Armisen, Brian Fairley, Tiana Camacha, Aaron Costa-Gannis, Debbie Derryberry, Will Choi, Dwayne Hill, Alec Lawless, Alex Cazares, Jeff Shine, Chris Okawa, Margo Antonio Rodriguez, and Stephanie Shea. Voice direction by Fred Greenhalgh. Sound design by Rory O'Shea and Fred Greenhalgh. Audio editing by Corey Barton. Original music composition and orchestration by Hashem Asadolahi, with digital orchestration by Andrew Rowan and performances by Peter McCann, Andrew Washburn, April Guthrie, Harrison Kirk, Joey Lamb, and Hashem Asadolahi. Original cover art by Annie Wu.